700 WLW, Mike Allen in for Bill Cunningham, rounding third and heading for home. Hey, I know I got a couple callers holding, but I got a special caller I want to take here. And his name is Kenneth Hirsch. He is a law professor at the University of Cincinnati. He's got his bachelor's degree from the University of Miami, JD from the University of Florida, and you know, he has one of the most important jobs, I think, that any law professor could have. He's the guy that's in charge of the law library, and you know, you would think with that introduction that we are going to talk to Professor Hirsch about some pressing legal issue that we're facing today, but we're not. It's actually a lot cooler than that and a lot more fun than that. Professor Hirsch has been trying for 33 years to get on the TV game show Jeopardy, and he has succeeded. It'll be on tonight. Professor Hirsch, welcome to 700 WLW.
Thank you, Mike.
What a cool thing, Professor Hirsch. We're all very happy for you. Tell us about the whole journey and how you hung in there for 33 years, and tell us what you can. I know you're probably limited, but tell us what you can about what we'll see tonight when we watch you on Jeopardy.
Sure. I've actually been trying to get on since the original program with Art Fleming aired in the 60s and 70s, but when the new version with Alex Trebek debuted in 1984, I started watching regularly. And after at that time, you had to travel to L.A. to audition. Then a few years afterward, they started having their motorhome going around to various
right.
in the country, and you had to stand on line for a long time. But then 10 years ago, at the beginning in 2006, they started offering an online test, which made it possible for people all over the country to apply, and I did that in 2006 and actually did well enough to get an audition in 2006, but never got called to the show.
Okay.
And then a year and a half ago, or not quite, in June of last year, I did it again and got invited to an audition. And the audition, first of all, when you take the online test, you take 50 questions, and you have to provide the answer. There's no multiple choice, and you get 15 seconds per question.
Okay.
Now, if you're invited to the audition, you take a written test of another 50 questions, and the contestant coordinators, who are terrific people, give you some coaching, and then you play about 5 minutes of a game simulation with two opponents who are your fellow auditioners. And then they tell you you're in the pool for a year and a half. And lo and behold, on July 5th of this year, as I was riding home on the bus, my cell phone rang, and the caller ID said, Sony Picture Studios, and I figured this was it, and I was right. And they invited me to Culver City to tape, and we taped on August 15th.
Ah, wow. How cool is that? 33 years. You know, in law school, you learn about persistence. You know, just tomorrow, by coincidence, Professor, my son, who's a graduate of Chase Law School, at 7 a.m. is going to find out whether he passed that bar exam.
Oh, yeah. We're all awaiting those results here, too.
Yeah, and you know, the reason I bring that up is persistence. Because you need persistence to pass that bar exam, but 33 seasons. Did you ever find that, you know, at some point that, hey, I've been trying long enough, I'm just going to give it up?
No, this is the only thing at all that was ever on my bucket list. I was not going to give up.
You're one of those ones that made it. Let me ask you this, Professor Hirsch. Are you allowed or are you at liberty to say anything about what happens tonight, or should we just tell everyone at 7:30 tonight to be watching Fox 19?
That's exactly what you should be telling them. And I can tell you that the experience was all that I'd hoped it would be in terms of exciting, and the people on the show were tremendously friendly.
Is Alex Trebek as nice a guy as he appears to be?
He sure was to us.
Yeah. Well, really? He's a smart guy, too. I guess you have to be for that
game. Yes, and he's got a very good sense of humor.
Let me ask you one final question,
sure.
Professor. How does one prepare for something like this? When you knew you were going to go out there to Culver City, how do you prepare for it?
Well, one of the tips from some people I know who've been on the show is practice standing up.
Okay.
And otherwise, I tried to bone up on some of the knowledge I thought I was weak on. But ultimately, there are a couple of two things to be aware of if you're going to go on the show. It's tough to ring in because you cannot ring in until after Alex reads the question and a light comes on the board. And in Final Jeopardy, Wagering can be a challenge. Now, if the leader has a lock where they have more than double anyone else, it doesn't matter. But if you're on the game, it's tough to, within the time you have, to make sure you get the math right.
Yeah, there you go. I always thought that watching that, you know. I mean, there's so many things that you got to be calculating in your head, I guess.
Yes, indeed.
You know. Well, listen, Professor Kenneth Hurst, thank you so much for calling in, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to be watching tonight.
Thanks for inviting me.
Okay, Professor, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
What a cool story, Professor Kenneth J. Hurst from the University of Cincinnati. As I said, is one of the most important jobs in that law school. That's the one who runs the law library and teaches those young potential lawyers and future lawyers how to research things. His bucket list, his dream tonight, 7:30, Fox 19. We're going to see how well Cincinnati's own and UC Law School's own Professor Kenneth J. Hurst does on Jeopardy. What a great story. Hey, you know what? As it turns out, I do have time for a couple more calls.